Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way. RTE Radio 1.
Pass the show.
On 18.
50, 715, 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Little Liveline. And today's programme, all the callers are age 16 and under. It looks like all the callers are age 10 and under. Keane Daly, Keane, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Merry Christmas.
And you too, Keane. You're 7. You live in Virginia in County Cavan. And you've recently moved from where?
Athboy.
In County Meath.
Yeah.
And now you're reviewing for us Diary of a Wimpy Kid. This is Keane Daly from Virginia, formerly of Athboy. He's known now in two places, in two different counties. All his pals love him. And it's called, he's reviewing Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Meltdown. Tell us about it, Keane.
It's a good book and it's based on this teenager kid.
And Diary of a Wimpy Kid, there's about 20 of them at this stage, but what happens in the meltdown?
What
happens in the meltdown?
He had to walk to school every day because his mum and dad went really early.
Okay. And did they leave him behind or he had to walk on his own? He didn't walk on his own, Keane.
He walked with his friends.
Oh, yeah. And has he got brothers?
Yeah, he has two.
And has he got a favourite brother?
No.
Okay. And is he friendlier with one brother more than the other brother? Do you know what I mean? Is there one... Because Fionn and him, there's only a year between them. What instrument does he play?
I don't think he does play any instrument.
Okay. And is he good? Does he like art?
No.
Okay. He says here he's brilliant at art, but obviously the book you say, Keane, is very funny.
Yeah.
And what are your favourite hobbies?
My favourite hobbies are to do like sports and stuff.
Yeah. And do you play on team sports? Do you play on football teams?
Yeah.
And what are they, soccer, Gaelic?
Soccer and Gaelic.
Well done, well done. And what are you hoping to get off Santa for Christmas?
I'm hoping that I could get the Game of Life.
Oh, the Game of Life. Well, that's an ideal game for this year. And who do you want to say Happy Christmas to? I know you're very close to your granddad.
He's in hospital at the minute.
Oh, is he? And have you been able to talk to him on the phone, Keane? Because I know you can't visit.
Sometimes, yeah. And he's having an operation on his back.
Okay. And Keane, where's your favourite place in your house to read the books?
Mostly when I go to bed.
Ah, yeah. Do you snuggle up and read the books?
Yeah.
And does your mammy say, Keane, turn out the light?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Keane, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Joe.
You too, old pal. And you're 7 and you live in Virginia, County Cavan. That's Keane Daly. Matilda Gavin. Matilda, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
And what age are you, Matilda?
6.
Oh, fantastic. And what class are you in school, Matilda?
First class.
And what school do you go to?
Loretta on the Green.
Okay. And have you brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have 2 sisters and 1 brother.
And are they younger or older than you, Matilda?
Younger, I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the eldest. You're 6. God, yeah. Your mammy and daddy must be very busy.
Yes, they're doctors.
Okay, oh, God, they're very busy this year. But Matilda, you have a 6-year-old. The eldest in your family of 4 children is 6, and that's you, Matilda.
Yes.
So it's a very, very... I hope you don't get into arguments with your younger brothers and sisters, do you?
Yes.
You do? Okay, you're very honest. You're very honest. Okay, what are your favourite hobbies, Matilda? What do you like doing? Is that my line gone? Is that Matilda's line gone? I mean, I want Matilda back. Okay, Matilda will come back because I love her voice apart from anything else. Okay, this is Michael Daly. People have sent their stuff in early. Michael Daly's 13. He's from Charleville. He's with the Imagine a Creative Writing Club in Charleville CBA School. And he wants to do another Wimpy Kid. And this is the review of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Deep End.
Hi, my name is Michael, and this is my review on The Deep End by Jeff Kinney. The Deep End is the latest instalment in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, and being the 15th book in the franchise, many say the series is getting milked dry and is out of ideas, but I beg to differ. The plot. The Heffley family of five are stuck in their nana's basement due to their house being destroyed in the previous book, Wrecking Ball, and they have been spending a lot of their summer doing nothing. But when they get their hands on an old camper van, they hit the road to find a nice campsite to spend the summer in. After some close calls, such as almost being eaten by piranhas to a big bear almost killing them, they eventually find a campsite that seemed nice on paper. But when they enter, they notice that the people there are not very normal. And I have proof to back up my point later on in this review. Later on, the bridge to the exit snaps in a thunderstorm, and the Heffleys have to try not go insane like the other people there. I would say what they do to escape, but this is a no-spoiler review, so I'll let you find out what happens next on your own. In conclusion, I would highly recommend The Deep End to old and newcomers from the series, and I would give it a 10 out of 10, in my opinion.
Well done, Michael Daly in Charleville. And as he said, a no-spoiler review. Well done. You've got it right. Brilliant review there of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Deep End by Michael Daly. Are you back, Matilda? You're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. What book are you reviewing, Matilda, age 6, Matilda Gavin, age 6?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay. And what do you like about this book, Matilda?
I like the character.
Great. And is it a very colourful book?
Yeah, very funny, but it has pictures, but they are coloured in.
Oh, you do? Well done. And it's a fantastic Mr. Fox. And it's Mr. Fox. Do you like Mr. Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you read more books about Mr. Fox?
Well, there's other O'Dowd books.
Yeah. He's very popular.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you hope to get for Christmas off Santa, Matilda?
A nutcracker on the keyboard.
Oh, a keyboard. Well done. And do you like music?
Yeah.
And does your mammy and daddy, when they come home after even a night shift, because they're doctors, as you told me, would they say to you, please, Matilda, don't play the keyboard until after 12 o'clock, maybe?
No. They say don't play my violin, but I can because of COVID.
Oh, you can play your violin?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. Do you practice at home?
Yes, but I don't have any lessons because of COVID.
Because of COVID, okay. And is your mammy and daddy glad that you're not playing the violin at home, Matilda? Do you think?
It's a bit noisy, she said.
Okay, it's a bit noisy. Okay, Matilda, and your brothers and sisters, what are they hoping to get off Santa? Do you know?
My little sister wants to get a tent dog.
Okay, a dog.
And a tent.
A tent, okay.
One of my twins wants a bike.
Oh, bike, of course, yeah. Come back to the phone, Matilda. So Santa will be coming tomorrow night, but you'll all be in bed, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Matilda, well done. That was Matilda Gavin, and she was reviewing The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Thank you so much, Matilda. You're brilliant. And Matilda is 6. When will Matilda be 7?
10th of March.
Oh, that's not too far away. That's not too far away. Matilda will be 7 on the 10th of March. Thank you, Matilda Gavin. Caleb Carney O'Sullivan. Caleb, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Happy Christmas.
You too. And where are you based, Caleb?
I'm based in Cantor, County Cork.
And you were 10 years of age?
I'm 11, actually.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God, someone...
It's good.
Oh, no, heads are going to roll here over that. Now, that mistake now, Caleb, that can't be let by. You're 11, and when were you 11, Caleb?
I was 11 December the 15th.
Oh, it's only very recently. So happy birthday. Did you get anything nice for your birthday?
I did. I got a headset and a phone, which was really cool.
And a phone. A headset and a phone. Well done. Now, you want to review a song.
Yeah. One Call Away by Charlie Puth.
And this is... tell me what the song is about.
It's about a boy that can't ring a girl. He tries to ring the girl on the phone and he makes a song about it. That's really cute. But what I actually picked it for is that, you see, in COVID, we're all locked in and everyone's only one call away.
Yeah.
But it's a good show. It's a good one. It's a good one for you as well, Joe.
Let's listen to that. Let's to Charlie Puth.
I'll be there to save the day.
Is this a soppy song, Caleb?
Superman got nothing.
On me. I'm only one
call away.
Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on. Reaching out to you to take a chance. No matter where you go,
Caleb, that's brilliant. That could be a song for COVID, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm only one call away. I'll be your Superman. It could be a call. It could be the theme song for Liveline at times, couldn't it?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah, only one call away. Only one call away. And who's in your family, Caleb?
My mom, my dad, and my sister Tia, which I love all so much.
And people that know that you were adopted from Ethiopia, and you're very proud of your African heritage, as indeed is your sister, who's proud of her Vietnamese heritage. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's just another thing to add to me.
Great.
It's really cool.
And do you like...
Yeah.
Tell me about your African heritage. Do you like the food? Do you like the fashion? Do you...
There used to be. They stopped it for some reason, but it was amazing. There was this big, massive get-together for all the Africans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was in Dublin.
Of course.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was very sad when it stopped. But like, I really liked that, meeting all my friends and everything.
I just wondered, did it stop because of COVID, Caleb? Because the gathering couldn't happen?
No, I'm not sure. I think they stopped anyway, but they might have stopped because of COVID. It was a big, big get-together, but it was really fun. Thanks, yeah.
Well, Caleb, you're going to... When COVID is over, and it will be soon, you're going to... I know you're 10, but you're brilliant. You're going to put it down on your journal that I want to, as soon as I can, and I have enough time out of school, I'm going to start that festival again every year for people of African heritage to meet up and have a bit of crack. No, you are, Caleb. You are. But I'll give you a hand. You can announce it on Liveline. Do you hear me? Because it's a brilliant...
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh my God.
Isn't it a brilliant idea? It's a brilliant idea. That people of African heritage would meet, as you used to, meet once a year in an outdoor setting, have a bit of fun, great colour, great food, great crack and great mixture of cultures. Isn't that fantastic? So, Caleb...
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's just an idea for you. Now, what are you hoping to get off Santa, Caleb?
Soccer gear.
Okay.
New boots or something. That'd be awesome.
Okay. That'd be awesome. And what team do you support?
I support Barcelona.
Ah, Barcelona. Very good. Very good. And can you watch them every week? You do watch them every week, do you?
If I'm around, I would, yeah.
Okay. And would you wear Lionel Messi short, number 10?
Yeah, I have actually. I have. It's way too long for me, but it's cool. It's a Barcelona jersey. And if I was ever watching him, I would always wear it. Yeah.
Great idea. And Messi now holds a world record, doesn't he, of the number of goals scored for the club. I think he scored, I was listening to Gary Lineker say, he scored 644 goals for Barcelona, for one team. And that would mean, if anyone is trying to equal that, are you good at maths? Are you good at numbers and arithmetic, Caleb?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Well, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm just saying that Gary Lineker worked out that to equal Messi's goal scoring for one club, somebody, one player, would have to score 49 times for the same club every year for 15 years. So you support a great team.
It's amazing what he does on the field as well. It's just really cool. What team do you support, Joe?
I support Carlo GAA team. No, I support... I support Clont. We've Clont. I live in Clontarf. We've Clontarf GAA team. We had the ladies team, the women's team, and the men's team. And you know who we had on the women's team and the men's team in Clontarf at the same time on two different teams? We had Jack McCaffrey and Sarah McCaffrey, and both of them live around the corner from me. And both of them won All Ireland. Well, they won loads of All Ireland, but they've won All Ireland medals in the same year. Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
I remember Jack McCarthy when he was your age. He was only 10. And with his mum and his dad, Nolan Deirdre, he'd be out training, and his dad's a great runner and his mother's into running as well. So keep it up, Caleb.
Yeah, I have a few shout-outs to do, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Off you go.
I have Christine David and Miss Leslie and all at Centre Stage in Mallow.
Okay.
That's my singing class and dancing class. I have Haruth and Ephraim and Rebel. And Miss Era, they're all my Ethiopian friends.
Okay, and are you going to sing? Because I know you're only one call away when I need you. But what was the song you were going to sing for me? Some of it.
I was going to sing. Yeah, One Call Away.
Oh, you're going to sing it? Okay, we will play out again on that. Because remember, Caleb, when you organise this festival again of people of African heritage living in Ireland and loving Ireland and be part of Irish, your Irish family, remember, I'm only one call away. Remember, I'm Charlie.
Only one call away.
I'll be there to save the day. Superman, gonna send away. I'm only one call away.
Well done, Caleb. Well done. That's Caleb. Yes?
Baby. I have one more shout-out, if you don't mind. Again.
Okay, grand, yes.
Mr. McAuliffe.
Oh, Mr.
And
McAuliffe.
Everyone in Dromoc National School.
Dromoc, great. Okay,
yeah.
Caleb, have a good Christmas.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Okay.
It was really exciting.
And
thank
remember, Caleb, I'm only one call away.
And Joe Duffy.
Yes, sir.
Wash your hands.
Oh, wash it. Okay.
Happy Joe.
On 18.
50, 715, 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850, 715, 815.
On Little Liveline next is Christina Greenwood. Christina, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. And how are you, Christina?
I'm good.
Okay. And you're off school now, and Christmas Eve is tomorrow, and then it's Christmas Day and all the excitement. Now, you're 10 years of age. You're from Cabinteely. And what's the name of your national school?
Johnstown. Lady Ruth Kensel.
And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Flannery.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Flannery. And what class are you in if you're 10? You're in fifth?
Yeah,
good stuff. Okay. You know how I know that, Christina? Because my daughter is a teacher and she teaches fourth class, and I know everyone's age. That's how I know it. And when I say to her, Christina, will you tell me something about the children in the class? She says, no, except they're all brilliant. They're all brilliant. But she won't tell me anything about the children, which I get very upset about. But that's because she's a very good national school teacher, as they all are, especially Miss Flannery. Isn't that correct? Now, what's the name of the book you're going to review?
Well, it's a whole series and it's called Warriors or Warrior Cats.
Warrior Cats.
And they're really good.
And these are all the covers have gorgeous paintings of cats, haven't they?
Yeah, they're really, really pretty.
And are they goody cats or baddie cats?
Well, in this book, they're kind of like, there isn't really, really good cats and there isn't really like bad cats.
Okay.
They all have like something that they're aiming for.
Okay, and is it set in the real world?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so they go around, where do they live, in different places?
In this one forest, but their clans are split into different territories. Different kind of lands or whatever.
Okay. And for somebody who hasn't read the Warrior Cats books, how would you encourage somebody to read them? What would you say is the best thing about them?
Well, they're really exciting and there's always something new happening. And, yeah. Well, you really get to like a lot of characters, and then you have, some characters you can kind of relate to, but at the same time they're evil and it's kind of weird.
But I was looking it up earlier. There's an awful lot of characters, isn't there? I know they go through different books, but there's Firestar and Battleclaw and Tammy Pelt and all the different names. But they look fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So how many of them have you read?
I've read one series, which is 6 books. Wow. I've read 10 books.
Well done.
From the series.
Okay, and what's do you like playing sports?
Yeah.
And what sports do you like, Christina?
I play Gaelic.
Okay, and did you do a school play this year? Were you allowed to do a school play with social distance?
Yes.
And what did you do in the school play?
I was an old lady.
And who did you model yours? Who did you think of when you were playing that part? Have you got a granny or two grannies?
Maybe. Well, my granny is here actually in the kitchen with me.
Oh God, I shouldn't have said. She's a young lady.
Sorry?
She's very young, I'm sure. Your granny. Okay. And did you have a singing part in the school play?
Yeah.
Okay. And you enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else you want to say? I know you want to say all my friends in Johnstown National School.
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Well, you tell your granny we said hello and tell your granny happy Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. And you're allowed, if your granny is in your bubble, you're allowed to give your granny a hug. You know that. Just a quick hug. But you know. Or a virtual hug like Adam. But she knows you love her anyway. Christina Greenwood from Cabin Teely, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, let's listen to Erin Savage, who's 11 in Fairhouse in Dublin, goes to St. Louis in Rathmines, and she's talking about Under the Hawthorn Tree.
Hi, my name is Evan Savage, and I'm 11 years old, and I would like to review a book called Under the Hawthorn Tree. Under the Hawthorn Tree is written by Marita Conlon McKenna. Under the Hawthorn Tree is a book about the famine and about a family in the famine and how they, basically their everyday life and how their mother leaves them to get food for them and never comes back. So they decide to go out on an adventure to find basically their last known living relatives so that they can, you know, find a home to live because their mom and dad have gone missing. I really liked the way that the book was kind of, it was set almost like we were there, and it was written only about 40 years ago, and it was just like it was written in the 1847, like in the 1800s, and it's just, I like the way it's really like, it's not sugar-coated, they don't kind of say something nice to stop you from feeling like kind of about how sad it was, even though it was very sad. And I liked the way it was really adventurous, and I liked the way that and I would recommend it because I think it's kind of, it's a fun, it's quite an interesting book, and it also teaches you about history. And I would recommend it for people probably 9 and over because it is very sad. It's quite a sad book. And my favourite character in it is probably the middle child out of 3 children called Michael. The other 2 children are called Peggy and Eileen. And Michael's very, one of those real, one of those really kind of strong, fearless people, and it's just, he's very adventurous, and he would do anything for his sisters.
Well done. That's Evan Savage from Fairhouse. And Charlie Carroll is on the line. Charlie, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? How are you keeping? You well, Charlie?
Yeah.
That's good. What do you want to review?
The Beano.
And your 10. The Beano comic. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Who are your favourite? Well, tell us why you love the Beano.
I like it because of the puzzles, jokes and comics. And I like to enter the competitions.
Oh, well done. And what about the characters? What's your favourite character?
I have a few.
Okay.
Dennis.
Oh,
Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace. Tricky Dicky and Roger the Dodger.
So, Dennis. And what about the Bash Street Kids?
Oh, yeah, they're second place on my list.
Yeah, I remember Cuthbert, the Bash Street Kids. He always wanted to be the teacher's pet. You remember him?
And they're all very.
And his name was Cuthbert Cringeworthy. And he was nine. So
yeah,
have you found the comics very helpful, Charlie, during the lockdown?
Yeah.
Okay. And are there new characters? Because when I used to collect the Beano, it was Dennis the Menace, it was Roger the Dodger, and I'm told there's new characters, Dangerous Dan. What does he do?
Yeah, Dangerous Dan. He's Beano Town's top secret agent.
Ah. Because in the Dandy, there's Desperate Dan.
And usually he thinks he's on secret missions, but really it's just his boss getting him to do something so she can watch her TV show.
Okay. I know the feeling. I know that.
Yeah.
And then there's another character called Tim Traveller.
Yeah, he left the Beano recently, sadly.
Oh, did he? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
They just didn't have enough space for him anymore. They're introducing a new character and they didn't have enough space in the Beano for him.
That's interesting. So Tim Traveller is a time traveller, so they've sent him off into space?
No, they send him through time.
Okay.
And he lives in the future.
But he's gone now because there's no space.
Yeah, there's no space in the comics
okay.
for him.
And tell me, have you entered the competitions?
Yeah.
And how'd you get on? Well, it's brilliant just to enter anyway, you know that.
Yeah.
I
won one.
Oh, have you? Tell us.
On the 2nd of December,
yes.
I had a picture I drew in the Beano.
It was published in the Beano?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Charlie. Now, have you got...
But
make sure you take out that... You hope you bought loads of copies of it and all your friends did.
But I bought two and brought one to school that day.
Okay, but what you have to do with one of the copies is you take out the page and you bring it to someone who will put it in a beautiful frame for you. And you hang it...
My mum's buying a frame.
Well done. And tell her, and then it'll hang on your wall. And when your friends come in, I know you don't like boasting, Charlie, but you have been in the Beano. And you say to them, by the way, do any of you read the Beano recently? Did any of you recognize? And it's a fantastic achievement. I will stand to you when you grow up and grow older, Charlie. So Charlie is, where are you based, Charlie? Blackrock in Dublin.
I live in Blackrock.
In Dublin, okay. Well, keep entering the competitions. Keep drawing, because it's so fantastic.
Yeah.
And keep reading the Beano. And I hope you get a Beano annual.
I get it every single year.
Oh, brilliant. You know what I used to love about the Beano annual, Charlie? Was you'd open it, the smell of the paper, the new smell, and then the hair. Oh, you know what I couldn't wait for, Charlie? I couldn't wait to get back into bed on Christmas night and read my annuals.
I always sneak books up to bed.
Yeah, so do I. Okay, Charlie, happy Christmas.
Bye, Joe.
See you later. See you later.
Bye.
See you later. Where's Tabitha Graham? Tabitha.
Hi, Joe. Hi. Merry Christmas.
You too, Tabitha. And Tabitha, what age are you and where are you from?
I'm 9 and I live in Cavan.
In Virginia. We've a lot of callers recently from Virginia. So if you're 9, that means you're in fourth class.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm told you're going to perform a poem.
Yeah, and I wrote it myself.
Well done. And what is it about, Tabitha?
Well, it's called Summer in Ireland, and it's about a child wanting to take out her paddling pool.
Oh, take out her paddling pool, okay. And were we allowed to take out her paddling pool? Summer seems so long ago. Okay, have you put a name on the poem?
Yeah, it's called Summer in Ireland.
Summer in Ireland. Okay, off you go, Tabitha. And remember, when you're doing the poetry, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Power.
Miss Power will tell you. Now, Tabitha, speak. Just take your time and speak slowly because you've all the time in the world. Tabitha Graham reading her poem called Summer in Ireland and it's set during the lockdown.
Oh, please, Mum, can I take out the paddling pool? It's the 1st of May, the very first day of summer. It's 5 degrees. Yes, it's 5 degrees. The weather forecast says rain at 4 o'clock, and I'll be out of the pool by then, I promise. I won't catch a cold. I'll wear my winter coat, woolly hat, and the gloves that my Nana knit me. I'll even bring my hot water bottle into the pool. I promise I won't catch a cold. I won't get pneumonia, and I promise I definitely won't catch COVID. I won't even make you boil the kettle to make the water warm. Oh, please, Mum, it's summer in Ireland and it's 5 degrees. And I've been through so many weeks of lockdown. Please, Mum.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And
thank you.
Tabitha, did you know the way you said you took hot water into the paddling pool? Did you get pneumonia?
No.
So you were right. Weren't you right? You told everyone, I won't get it. I won't. Let me play in the paddling pool and I'll be fine. And you were absolutely fine. What are you hoping to get off Santa?
Well, I asked him for a skateboard and a keyboard.
Right, skateboard and a keyboard. And do you think by Christmas evening in Virginia, Tabitha, you'll be able to go around Virginia on your skateboard playing the keyboard?
I don't think so.
But you can try. And remember, do it safely. That'd be fantastic. Have a great Christmas, Tabitha.
And I have a few shout-outs before I go.
Of course you have. Off you go.
It's to my Nana Helen and my Grandad Brian.
Right.
And my Nana Margaret and Grandad Roy in Australia. My little sister Bria, and a special shout out to my great granny Teresa that lives in Walkinstown and she was sick in hospital. But now she's out of hospital.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well done, that's Tabitha Graham. Tabitha, would you like to hear a little song? Because this is Mary Carty, she's age 6. She's in senior infants in Clare Castle National School in Clare. And she's singing When Santa Got Stuck Up Your Chimney.
Poor Santa got up our chimney. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. His feet went down, but his belly was one size too large for the flu. His reindeer are up on the roof top. His sleigh is still loaded with toys. And Santa, the kindly old fellow, is making a whole lot of noise. They're working right now to remove him by hoisting him slowly back out. It might take a month. Running for Santa is more than a little bit sad. Until then, please hide all your cookies. Though Santa might find this to be at least, then he'll fit down your chimney when he comes on Christmas next year.
Happy Joe.
On 18.
50, 715, 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850, 715, 815.
On 18.
50, 715, 815.
Bosco, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joe?
And I see you brought a happy Christmas.
A happy Christmas. I'm so excited. It's only 2 sleeps.
And you look fantastic. The colour you've... Yeah, I can see you're excited by the colour of your cheeks, Bosco.
Yeah, I'm all rosy. And look, I've got my Santa hat on.
Ah, you look... And you want to read a Christmas story, I'm told.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you that I wrote a story too.
Oh, well done. So what's the Christmas story you want to read first?
This is going to be... You can help me, Joe, okay?
Okay, okay.
It's called The Night Before Christmas.
I'm only one call away. Okay, Bosco.
Joe, this was written a very long time ago, so do you know what? Your granny and granddad would know this story.
Okay.
And their granny and granddad would know the story.
And
too.
They know Bosco as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Yes. Here we go.
Okay.
Ahem.
Ahem.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Your go.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. It's your go.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and I threw up the sash.
The moon was abreast on the new fallen snow, gave lustre of midday to objects below.
When, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Isn't that a lovely story?
Beautiful. And what's your own story, Bosco?
Well, I wrote a story for Threshold. Do you know
what Threshold? Oh, no, they're brilliant, Charity, yes.
They're a very important people because they help get houses for people before the people lose their houses.
Yeah, oh, brilliant idea.
So
brilliant
I wrote a story for them called Betty Beetle and Her Babies, and it's about a beetle who lost her home because a magpie was dancing on the wall and knocked it down, and I go on a big adventure helping Betty Beetle and her babies find a safe place to live.
Ah, brilliant.
Because everybody needs a safe place
to absolutely
live.
Betty Beetle and Her Babies.
And it's you can listen to it on Threshold Bedtime Stories. But you know, Joe,
yes,
there's very important people telling stories like Sebastian Barry.
Oh.
Do you know him?
Brilliant writer.
And Anne Enright.
Oh, brilliant writer. The actress.
And Colm Tobin.
Oh, brilliant. Brooklyn, a great book and a great movie.
And Hosier.
Hosier. Did he ever get to church, Bosco?
I don't know.
That's all he sings about. Take me to church. Did anyone ever? And Hosier. I love Hosier.
So there's loads of people. Yeah. Telling stories, and you can help raise money for Threshold.
Okay, but are you looking forward to Christmas, Bosco?
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't go to sleep at night because I get so excited.
And would you not read one of your own little bedtime stories to yourself?
I do. I love going to bed, actually. I love getting all cosy and cuddled up.
Snuggling up.
But on Christmas Eve, I always think I hear Santa and the reindeer's hooves on the roof my box. I do, Joe.
I know you do because
do
he goes
think
everywhere.
That as well?
Yeah, he goes everywhere. He goes everywhere.
He's
goes
so
everywhere.
Magic, isn't he?
He's magic. Like yourself, Bosco.
Yeah, just like me.
For so many children.
Yeah, I really miss doing shows this year, but I hope when all this COVID is over, then I'll get back on the road again.
Okay, go on, say, but COVID, get out, get away from us, COVID. We hate you. We hate you, COVID.
We hate you,
Leave
COVID.
Us alone. You're a bully. You're
now
a bully,
we're fed
COVID.
Up of you. We've had enough.
Yes,
but
COVID.
Joe, we only have to be good for a little while longer.
Yeah.
And then they'll have that vaccine
the
for
vaccine.
Everybody.
Okay. Well.
And then we all can get a little vaccine and then it'll all be better and we'll all live happily ever after.
Okay, well done. On that note, from the wonderful Bosco. Thank you, Bosco.
Happy Christmas.
You too.
Happy Joe.
On 18.
50. Someone buy me one buy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Listening to Little Live Line. Mark Gordon is 7. He's from County Louth. That's where he lives now. But he just moved last weekend, Mark, from Crosshaven in County Cork.
Yeah.
And you've moved up to County Louth.
Yeah.
And what you like about County Louth is that you love the Irish legend stories and especially the story of Satanta.
Yeah.
And Satanta, for people who don't know, Satanta is a dog.
No.
No? Oh, Satanta likes dogs.
No, he kills a dog.
Oh, he killed that's Satanta.
Yeah.
And what other stories do you like?
The Giant from Scotland.
Oh, brilliant.
And the Salmon of Knowledge and Fionn and the Dragon.
I love the Salmon of Knowledge. That was a great story when I was in school. And were you a bit nervous about leaving your old school, Mark, and going to your new school in County Louth?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's... And you said goodbye to your pals.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to see them again in the world we live in with Zoom. What's your favourite books?
The Irish Legends.
And of course you love the story of Satanta.
Yeah.
And you like him because he's strong?
Yeah.
And he plays, remember he took the hurley up in his hand?
Yeah.
And he swung the hurley and he whacked the ball. And that's a big, big activity still in your new county of County Louth. And you've moved during Christmas. What do you hope Santa will bring for Christmas? Because he has your new address, I know that.
Well, I kind of put down my list and then I just forgot all about it. And
okay.
I don't know what it is on that.
So it'll be a bit of a surprise, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. And had you one thing at the top of your list? Well, how could you know? Because you've forgotten your list, you said. It's so long ago. And you've had so much happening in your life, like moving house.
Yeah.
Okay, but you love Satanta. He was the son of the King of Dundalk, according to the story in the book you're reading, I know. And as we know, he was a great hurling player, wasn't he, Mark?
Yeah.
And are you interested in sports?
Yeah.
And what sports do you like, Mark?
Hurling,
ah.
And kind of soccer a bit.
Okay. But you like hurling like Satanta?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. So happy Christmas, Mark. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
A big Merry Christmas to all my friends in Crosshaven Boys National School and all my family.
Well,
happy birthday to Uncle Michael, who will be 60 tomorrow.
He's a very young man, his Uncle Michael. Fair play to him. He's 60 tomorrow on Christmas Eve. And does he get a Christmas present and a birthday present on the same day? I bet you he does.
Yeah.
Well, he should get two separate presents because it's two separate days. And he used to say that when he was a child. Mark Gordon, 7, now from County Louth. Thank you so much, Mark, and happy Christmas. Happy
Bye.
Christmas. Happy Christmas. Is Jack there from Indravon in Connemara? Jack is going to review A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Hello to everyone listening in on the Joe Duffy Live Line Show. My name is Jack Walsh and today I'm going to be reviewing one of my favourite Christmas novel classics, A Christmas Carol, written by Charles Dickens in the year 19th of December 1843, which was such a long time ago, which I just figured out today. And because it was made such a long time ago, not a lot of boys and girls got to read it, which is why I'm giving all of you guys this review, because so that you guys, maybe if you see it in a library, you can pick it up and say, wow, I know this is good, so I'm going to read it, you know, for Christmas. So basically, what I love about this book, it's about like spending time with your family and, you know, about caring and loving and sharing and, of course, greediness from our main character, Scrooge, who is very mean and he's a businessman who keeps all of his money to himself and he doesn't give to charity and he doesn't give it to the people that are in need and that need the money. So then that very night, he gets visited by the ghost of his old friend Marley, who died 7 years ago that day, which was quite a coincidence. And he told Scrooge that he would be visited by three ghosts and spirits to teach him about all these life lessons that will be really valid for the future. And so the first one, which is my favourite because it's the ghost of Christmas past, it shows Scrooge like what he was like before then, you know, but before he was greedy, he was really nice and caring. And then I also really love the ghost of Christmas present because it shows that like life goes on even when you're not always a part of it. And then the ghost of Christmas future, which is yet to come, I also really like that too, because like it shows that like what you do now kind of affects your future, and like live like every day like it's your last, because you never know what's going to happen each day. And once Scrooge is visited by these spirits, he finally realizes that he needs to get a fresh start and, you know, give and not take all the time and share and be loving and caring. Thank you to everyone listening to my review today. I hope you all are doing well and a Merry Christmas to you all. Bye!
On 18.
50, 7, 5, 1, 5.
That's for the day that's in it. That's Jack Jack and Jack Walsh, he's in Indravan and Connemara, and he was reviewing brilliantly A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Where's Connor Bailey? Connor.
Hi, this is Connor Bailey. 815715 715 815. Over to you, Joe.
Thank you, Connor. Well done, Connor. What age are you, Connor?
I'm 7.
Brilliant. And where are you from?
I'm from I'm from County Dublin, but I live in Navan now.
Oh, Navan. And you know when you spell Navan, N-A-V-A-N, you can spell it backwards. It's the same spelling. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's a palindrome. No. That's known as a palindrome. Same word, same spelling frontwards as backwards. Okay, you're going to review Grandpa's Great Escape.
Great Escape.
Yeah. Oh, tell us by David Walliams.
Which was written by David Walliams.
Mm-hmm.
And the illustrator, I don't know what the illustrator's name was.
Okay, but he did a brilliant job. But tell us about the book.
So Grandpa has a problem with his memory, so he needs help from his grandson Jack, which helps him try to remember. But it gets worse, so Danny thinks he's still in World War II and he's soaring through the sky. And they think that they should bring him up to Twilight Tower, a horrible place.
Okay.
But Jack says, no, I can mind him. And then in the nighttime, he escapes through the window to go to a museum. So then the next morning they spend ages looking for him, and Jack finds him in the Natural History Museum. And then so they take him to... And then so they take them to Raj's shop, a very nice man that sells some pretty gross stuff, but they hide it out there. Then the police were onto them, so they came with their flashing lights. And then they were caught. Jack got in trouble by his parents, but Grandpa went to Twilight Towers.
And is that the end? Don't give us away the end of it. Sure you won't.
I'm not.
No, well done. Well done. And even though you're in first class, you knew about a spoiler alert. I know you were born in Ireland, but you went to live in South Africa. Did you, Connor?
Yeah, I did. I done some pretty crazy things there. Once I almost stepped on a snake.
Oh, no. And did you kill the snake?
No, I didn't.
Thank God.
Once I almost stepped on a snake where a place where we went walking every Sunday morning. It was like out in the desert, but it was called the Moon Plage, but there was a little clear path to go walking, and we almost stepped on a snake. And then in the Kalahari, there's a park that you can go to there, and I let down the window to say hello to the lions. Well, I just let down the window, and then they came chasing over the car.
Run!
And I think,
run!
And I think we got a puncture, but then Dad kept going, and then we drove to where we're staying.
And you let down the window?
Yeah.
And the lion came running to the car?
Yeah.
And did you get a fright?
No.
You didn't. Did your dad get a fright? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. did you put the window back up?
Yes.
I think you wanted to give the lion a little rub and say, hello, Mr. Lion.
No.
My name is Connor. I'm from Ireland, but I'm living in South Africa. And did you have many friends in South Africa, Connor?
Not many.
Okay. Do you remember any of their names?
There's this person called Noah, and I can't remember his sister's name. And then, my mum just told me her name was Eliana. And then the mum was called Letitia.
I think
I had this friend called Caden.
Oh, Caden. Well done. Well done. And what's your mum's name, Connor? Do you know your mum's?
Lorraine Bailey.
Well, that's great, because she does what mothers do. She was helping you out in times of need, and she was brilliant. So I'm glad. Do you have nightmares about that lion coming towards the car when you let down the window and your daddy got into a panic and had to drive away and got a flat tire? No, you don't.
No.
Brilliant. Well done. Well done. So, Connor Bailey, happy Christmas. That was a brilliant review of Grandpa's.
Thank you, Joe. Merry Christmas to you too.
And you mentioned Noah. This is Noah laughing. This is little Noah. Ah, Noah! That's Noah laughing. Okay, where is Lily O'Brien? Lily. Do we need a phone number again? Can we have the phone number, please? 1850.
Yeah. 1850.
And you're listening to Little Liveline. And next on Little Liveline is Lily O'Brien. Lily, good afternoon. How are you, Lily?
Good, how are you, Joe?
Good, great. Thank you very much for asking. Lily is 10 years of age. She goes to FUI. Am I saying it properly, Lily? FUI.
Yeah.
FUI. National School in Sligo. Okay, tell us about your Ed Sheeran. Tell us the Ed Sheeran story, because this is incredible, Lily.
I was watching a documentary about Ed Sheeran when he visited Africa to help the poor children. And I asked my mum, could I write to him to say, well done for helping the children.
Brilliant.
And so we wrote the letter the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And Mum said, but we don't have any address. So I Googled it and it didn't come up.
Okay.
And I put on the envelope, Ed Sheeran, singer of the Galway Girl, London.
And do you think the letter got to him?
Yes.
And how do you know, Lily, that the letter got to Ed Sheeran, singer, London?
Because I got one of his custom guitars.
What? He sent you a guitar?
Yeah.
And what address did he send the guitar to?
He only had on, I think it was Riverstown, County Sligo.
He just wrote down Lily O'Brien, Riverstown, County Sligo, and the guitar got to you.
Yeah, but only it didn't have my full address,
yeah. But it did get to you.
Yeah, it still got to me.
That's because I'm poster brilliant. And you were able to write a letter to Ed Sheeran, Mr. Ed Sheeran, singer, London, and it got to him.
Yeah.
Isn't he fantastic? And are you learning the guitar, Lily?
Yes.
Okay. So you love school. And what are you hoping to get for Christmas?
A bike.
Oh, brilliant! And go safely on the bike, won't you? And wear a helmet,
yeah.
And a high vis, and a light, especially a light. Okay. And what's your teacher's name in FUI National School?
John.
John, is that your teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a good teacher, obviously, because you sound absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And have you written to anyone else famous, Lily?
Yes, I wrote to Michael D. Higgins.
Oh, the president. Well done.
And I bet Ryan Tuberty.
Oh, brilliant.
Derek Ryan.
And I presume they all wrote back to you?
Yes, all apart from Derek Ryan.
Okay, but Ryan wrote back to you. And the president wrote back to you, even though he's very, very busy. Isn't that brilliant? And when you hold on, please hold on to all those letters, Lily.
And
keep writing letters, because they're so important. Don't just do emails. Always write letters, because people can keep them and take them out and look at them. And I hope you enjoy your guitar, because it was a fantastic idea. And you wrote saying to Ed Sheeran, saying, well done on what you did in Africa, and Ed sent you back the guitar. Isn't that fantastic? Okay, that's Lily O'Brien. Lily is 10 and she's in fourth class in FUI National School in Sligo. That is Lily. We have a break to take. Let's take a quick break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're listening to Little Liveline. Is Nicholas on the... Where's Nicholas? Nicholas is on the tape. Let's play Nicholas on tape. His name is Nicholas Atkinson from Rathfarnham in Dublin. He's 8.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Atkinson. I'm 8 years old and I love books. My favourite author is called Enid Blyton. Today I'm going to be telling you about two of her less known series. I'm guessing you may have all heard about The Secret Seven and The Famous Five. But today I'm going to be telling you about the two series called The Adventure Series and The Secret Stories. The first one I'm going to be telling you about is The Adventure Series. In The Adventure Series, it's about a group of kids called Philip, Dinah, Lucian and Jack. They don't have a dog like in The Secret Seven or The Famous Five, but they have a parrot called Kiki, and her two most famous lines are... wipe your feet, shut the door. And the great thing about this series is that there's 8 books to enjoy, and if you like the first one, you can read the next few. But the only thing is, you have to read The Island of Adventure first and The River of Adventure last. There's lots to enjoy. If you can't get them all, ask the local library to help. I was sad that they were finished, but then my mom surprised me with another series called The Secret Stories. They're quite similar to the adventure series, but with a different bunch of children, called Peggy, Mike, Nora, and Jack. They're both set in the 1940s of great fun. And with COVID, none of us can get out and about going to different places, but we can go to places in our minds with reading books. I hope you enjoyed. Bye!
Happy Joe!
On 18...
50, 715,
715. Well done. Nicholas Atkinson is from Rathfarnham, and he wanted to tell us as well that he loves Ballyroan Library, and the librarians are absolutely brilliant there, and his teacher's name is Miss Dorkin in Ballyroan Boys National School. Antoine and Alex, Antoine Carmody Hautier and his twin brother Alex. Antoine, good afternoon.
Happy Christmas, Joe.
And you too, and many more of them. Alex, good afternoon.
Happy Christmas, Joe.
Well done. And I'm told you both, because of your fact that your mammy and daddy, your mammy is Irish, your dad is from France, that you can speak two languages.
Yes.
At least. You can speak French and English, and you probably speak Irish as well. What book, Alex, I'll start with you first. I'll do it in alphabetical order. Alex, you want to talk about Wings of Fire.
Yes.
Tell us. Yes.
I like stories about dragons, so.
Okay.
This is why I chose the book. There is fantasy.
Okay.
Fantasy. There are different dragon clans too, like the Icewing and the Sandwing.
Oh, okay. The clans are important.
There are exciting adventures, suspense.
Well, it has everything.
Lots of surprises.
It has everything.
And cliffhangers.
Oh, cliffhangers. Oh, fantastic. What more could you ask for? And do you like Irish history, Alex?
Yes.
And I'm told you recently watched that incredible documentary, The Famine.
Yes.
So that would, and who's going to tell me, maybe Antoine will, who's going to tell me about your granddad, who used to be, he died unfortunately a few years ago, but he worked, what did he work as, Antoine? Do you remember?
He was a lighthouse keeper for 14 years and worked at 22 different lighthouses.
Wow. He was a lighthouse keeper for 40 years in 22 different lighthouses. And were they all around Ireland, Antoine?
Yes, they were.
Okay. And have you been to any of the lighthouses where your granddad used to work in?
I've been to Hookhead in County Wexford, the oldest lighthouse in the world.
And that's a brilliant place to visit, isn't it?
Yes.
And are we okay climbing up the stairs?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Really cool. You didn't get a fright or anything going up so high?
No.
And did you look out at the sea and to see how wild and rough the sea can be around Hook?
Yes, there was lots of seagulls as well.
Oh, lots of seagulls. And what do you... You loved your grandfather because of the fact that he had such an exciting job?
Yes.
Okay. And Alex, I'll go back to Alex now. Alex, what do you like most about Antoine, your twin brother?
Well, we never get bored because we always have someone to speak to.
Yeah, great.
And we always have someone to have fun with.
Brilliant.
So.
And Antoine, what do you love most about your twin brother Alex?
He can sometimes be annoying, but he's always really friendly.
He's always been. He can sometimes be what?
Annoying.
I know, Dad. I know. A for annoying, Alex. A for yep. Alex annoying, and Antoine A for Antoine as well, and you're not annoying. And can you speak, Antoine? Can you say Happy Christmas in French?
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. You have such a beautiful, beautiful way of saying it. And what do you want to be when you grow up, Antoine?
I
or a vet.
A vet, is it? What did you say to me in the broken line there?
A vet.
Oh, great. And then, Alex, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I'd like to be a scientist.
Oh, well done. Well, between the two of you, you'll make a great contribution to life. Now, the one instruction I'm giving you for Christmas this year is to have great fun together. And have great fun with your parents, your mum and your dad. And your dad is from France.
Yes.
And have you been have you been to the part of France where your dad was born?
Yes, in Paris.
Oh, he's born in Paris. Oh, lovely. Lovely. And did you ever ask your mum and dad, how did you meet, Mammy, how did you meet Daddy?
Yes.
And how did how did they meet?
They were at a marriage, I think.
They were at a party.
At a party.
And yeah, a party of one of my dad's friends, and then my dad met my mum.
Oh, brilliant. At a party.
On the 29th of February, they met.
Oh, great. How do you remember that? That's a leap year, isn't it? That's a very romantic day. Okay, Alex and Antoine, two of you finish together by saying, in French, Happy Christmas to everyone in Ireland.
Joyeux Noël pour tout le monde dans l'Irlande.
Ah, pour tout le monde en Irlande. Fantastique. Fantastique, Alex. Fantastique, Antoine. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Ça va?
Merci.
Ça va? Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Happy Joe.
On 18.
50,
715, 15. Where's Chloe Davis? Chloe.
Hello.
How are you, Chloe? You're age 11.
Yeah.
And you're in school whereabouts?
Tullow County, Carlow.
Lovely part. And what class are you in, given that you're 11?
Fifth class.
Okay. Now, you've been writing to various people during the lockdown.
Yes. And I've been writing to Michael D. Higgins and the Taoiseach.
Okay. And Michael D. Higgins, he gets an awful lot of posts, doesn't he?
Yes.
Everyone writes. That's, and did he write back to you?
Yes, he wrote back to me saying one day maybe I can come up to and look around the house.
And did you mention the dogs? He had two beautiful dogs, but it's been a sad year because one of the dogs, as you know, died.
Yeah.
But the president put a photograph of him up. And who else did you write to?
The Taoiseach.
And which Taoiseach at the beginning? Was this Taoiseach at the beginning of the year or the Taoiseach in the middle of the year? Do you follow me? Was it Leo
Leo Varadkar.
Leo Varadkar, yeah. And he wrote back to you, I hope. He did. Well, he's very busy. Okay. Well, that's brilliant because he was very busy. Now, will you write to the new Taoiseach, Micheál Martin?
Love to write to him.
Well, do write to him, I guarantee you he will write back.
Yeah.
Because he was a teacher in secondary school. He was a teacher of history, and he loves history. And he's all very intelligent. Okay. Whose idea? You say you were class rep for the student council.
Yes, I'm class rep with my friend Lauren.
Okay, and what was the big idea you had this year, Chloe, even though you're only 11?
My big idea was something like just to keep an eye on someone in your class and make sure they're always okay and no one's being mean to them or anything.
Okay.
So, like, my idea was to put everyone's name in a pot in your class.
Yeah.
And then you, like, so the teacher comes around with the pot and you pick someone's name out of it. And you keep an eye on them for the week.
Oh, that's fantastic. So somebody would keep an eye on you and you would keep an eye on someone else.
Yes, and don't know who it is.
Okay, that's a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea. So would I know, if I was in your class, Chloe, would I know that you were looking after me that week? It would not be said out loud.
You kind of just be like, make sure they're okay. Yeah. Maybe go up to them and say, are you okay or anything to them.
Okay. And what I say to you, Chloe, did you pick my name out of the hat?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
And you could say yes.
Ah, well, that's a brilliant idea, Chloe. Especially in the year that's in it. And I know your principal is Miss Cohen.
Yes, yeah, she's very nice.
Okay. And what's your teacher's name?
My teacher's name is Miss Turtle.
Miss Turtle.
Dylan.
Okay, Miss Turtle and Miss Dillon. Okay, yeah. well done. You found that one a fantastic idea writing to all those wonderful people, and a fantastic idea, Chloe's idea, that we put everyone's name in the class into a hat. Then we pick the name out. We pick a name out, don't we, Chloe? And we read the name, but we don't say who it is.
Yes, you have to just keep an eye on them.
Yeah, you keep an eye on them. And somebody is keeping an eye on you.
Yes.
Brilliant. So, Chloe, what do you hope to get for Christmas?
Maybe Carlo gear.
I said that was my favourite GAA team earlier on. Yeah, Carlo gear. And there's never a year when all the boys and girls aren't good. So Santa will look after you tomorrow and into the next day, full day, which is Christmas Day. Chloe Davis from Tullow in County Carlow. Thank you so much, Chloe.
Can I say goodbye to someone?
Yes,
of course.
Yes, hi.
I'd like to say hi to my nana and my granddad before I go.
Okay. And you're dead right, because this year is going to be especially difficult for lots of people, especially grandads and grandmas who are brilliant in our lives. Okay, Chloe Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Merry Christmas to you, honey. And remember, Chloe was writing to people. I'm just saying, for our programme tomorrow, our email is joe@rt.ie. If you have any requests, will you lash them in now? As much detail as you can as possible, if you want to put phone numbers on them. That's for a special two-hour programme tomorrow, Christmas Eve, obviously between 9 and 11 here on Radio 1. And it's been a mammoth operation. It normally is in Grafton Street, as people who turn up know, the size of the stage and the sound and the Gardaí and all the crew and the broadcast equipment. This year, it's in a different location, obviously, but the effort has been no less, I can tell you. We've had a lot of help from our health and safety coordinator, Paddy McPoland. Well done, Paddy. Our office services team here in RTE, led by Martin Lawless. Colleagues from across the radio centre, Siobhan Hawk, Ailish O'Shea, Alice O'Sullivan, Ellen Leonard, Niamh Hassett and John Bates, all volunteered to help us, all volunteered. And on sound, we'll have Ruth Kennington, who's here with us today. I don't think she ever goes home to her little baby, but she does, because she loves the little baby. Brian Flusky, Liam Mullen and Gar Duffy. And in staging, we've Breen Fahey and his colleagues, and we're going to have some fantastic. They've been in here rehearsing all day from early morning, and the Liveline team will be there with us. The wonderful Liveline team kept us going every single day throughout this year, and why not? That's our job on the one hand, but also they did a fantastic service, looking at the number of Christmas cards and messages we got this year, which is unprecedented, and our audience is unprecedented, over 400,000. We are extremely grateful and privileged. Lisa Marie Berry, Annette Egan, Fergus Sweeney, Richie Byrne, Shanna Gorman, Maeve Mooney, and the series producer is Rebecca Meehan, and this is Rebecca Meehan's son laughing. Stop laughing, Noah. You've no right to be laughing at your mother like that. She's doing her best. Where's Kiva? Kiva Brewer. Kiva, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
I'm going to run out. Just tell me something about yourself, Kiva. You're 13.
Yeah, I'm 13.
And you're in what school?
Oakland Community College in Edenderry.
And what's your favourite subject?
I love home ec and music and English.
Oh, well done. And one of your favourite books at the minute is Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson, yeah, and the Lightning Thief.
Okay, by Rick Reardon. And what do you like about that book?
I love it. It's very inclusive and it's very diverse. It includes a lot of races and different gender identities and other things like that. And it's very funny and it's very inspirational. It shows you that anyone can be a hero.
Okay, and I know you wrote a poem. We're going to put it up on our website if you let us. And that you won a competition. You won the Addington Arts Festival poetry competition with the poem called Girl of Imperfections. Well done. That's Kiva Brewer. Let me bring Oisín Irvine before we finish. Oisín, good afternoon.
Hello.
And you're 10 and you're in fourth class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you want to sing about Harry Potter.
Okay,
off you go, if you want to sing about Harry Potter.
Okay. This is Harry Potter in 99 seconds. There once was a boy named Harry, destined to be a star. His parents were killed by Voldemort, who gave him lightning scar. Yo, Harry, who was it?
Harry goes to Hogwarts, Dean, Ron, and Hermione were gonna go across his neck for Gryffindor. Draco says that his way grow becomes an important sorcerer's son is destroyed by Dumbledore. Ron breaks his wand, and Jenny is gone, and Harry's in mortal danger. Tom Riddle hides the snake inside his giant secret chamber. Harry blows up at Marge, the dementia come and take charge, the Lupin is a wolf to rat him, and another prisoner is at large. They use time travel so they can save the prisoner of Azkaban. Who just happens to be Harry's godfather, and he gets his idea. Harry gets put in the Triwizard Tournament with dragons and mermaids. Oh, no. And Draco gets late, he's back. Harry's getting scary. Voldemort's back. You're a revolutionary. The mother of Dumbledore, why is he ignoring her? Attempts to contact him. He is forced to leave the school. Almost arrived, Draco's in. So kids break into the ministry. Sirius Black is his movie. Oh. Split your soul, seven parts of a whole. There were Horcruxes, it's Dumbledore's end. There once was a boy named Harry, who constantly conquered death. But in one found duel between good and bad, he may take his final breath.
That wasn't 99 seconds, O'Sheen. That was 98 and a half seconds. Well done. That was brilliant. That's the fastest you ever sung your Harry Potter song, which you wrote yourself. That's O'Sheen Irvine, age 10, from Gate School.
I wrote it myself.
I know you did, and congratulations.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Now, who wrote it yourself? Someone
John
famous.
John Cozart.
Okay, well, well done. Well, I tell you, you did it justice. You recited it brilliant, O'Sheen, in 98 and a half seconds. Well done. Happy Christmas, O'Sheen.
Okay.
Happy Christmas. Okay. Says it. Oh, thank you very much. Back tomorrow. I was back tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning for our Christmas Eve special, and I'm also on St. Stephen's morning with Legacies, a completely different programme, especially the year that's in it. But tomorrow morning, email us now for tomorrow, and joe@rte.ie. Sian O'Gorman produced, and Ray Darcy is next.
Happy Joe
on 18.
50, 7, 5, 8, 1, 5.